we'll get things underway. Good evening, and welcome to a remote meeting of the Portland Water District Board of Trustees. My name is Guy Cody. I currently serve as president of the board and will be directing us through some of the initial agenda tonight. For those joining in from the public, there will be two opportunities for public comment on issues not on this evening's agenda. There's also a public comment period early in the meeting and another at the end of the meeting. The president will ask for public comment on each specific agenda item. In addition to the 11 members of the Board of Trustees, we're joined on this call by our General Manager, Ms. Carrie Lewis, our Clerk, Donna Cassifikas, our Treasurer, David Kane, and several staff members. We'll move right to roll call.
Trustee Joseph Savisky?
Present.
Trustee Louise Douglas?
Here.
Trustee Robert Burns?
Present.
Trustee Guy Cody?
Present.
Trustee Matthew Beck?
Here.
Trustee Gary Libby?
Here.
Trustee William Lent?
Present.
Trustee Seth Garrison?
I'm here.
Trustee James Willie?
Here.
Trustee Kenneth Levinsky?
Here.
And Trustee Kim Rich?
Here.
Thank you. That moves us to the first item of business is conducting a remote meeting. If we could, Trustee Savisky, if we could have a motion to conduct a remote meeting.
Sure, I would make a motion to conduct this meeting remotely.
And a second by Trustee Levinsky.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
I will call the roll. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns? Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you.
With that, we'll let the clerk take over the proceedings.
So tonight we have our annual meeting and election of officers for the board. I will recommend that we do it in the following manner. We can take a motion for president in a second. Then we will take a roll call vote on that office. We can then take a motion for vice president in a second and a roll call vote on that. And then I would suggest that we move the treasurer, the clerk, and the assistant clerk as a slate of candidates. And I can give you that slate once we get there. I'd like a motion for that and then a second on that. So for the first office, we have the office of president. Do I have a motion to nominate someone for president?
I'll make a motion, Donna, to nominate Louise Douglas as president.
That's Trustee Savisky making that motion. And do I have a second on that?
Trustee Levinsky proudly seconds that motion.
I have a second from Trustee Levinsky. Do I have any other nominations for the office of president? Okay, seeing none, I close the nominations, and we will move to a roll call vote. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison? Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you. The next office is the office of vice president. Do I have a nomination for vice president?
This is Trust,
Whitley, I'd like to nominate Trustee Bill Lund for Vice President.
Okay, and do I have a second of that motion?
This is Trustee Cody, and I second that motion.
Okay, do I have any other nominations for the office of Vice President? Seeing none, nominations are closed. I will now do a roll call for the office of Vice President. Trustee Whitley.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky.
Yes.
Trustee Rich.
Yes.
Trustee Libby.
Yes.
Trustee Cody.
Yes.
Trustee Douglas.
Yes.
Trustee Garrison.
Yes.
Trustee Lund.
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky.
Yes.
Trustee Beck.
Yes.
Trustee Burns.
Yes.
Thank you. The next office, I'll recommend that we have a slate, a nomination. The treasurer suggested would be David Kane. The clerk is Donna Katsifikas, and the assistant clerk is Carrie Walker. Could I have a motion for that?
Trustee Lund would make a motion, says that.
Okay, and do I have a second?
Second.
Who was the first person that seconded?
I think I just beat Guy on that one.
That was Savisky, all right. I can't always tell. Okay, are there any other nominations for that post, those posts? Seeing none, nominations are closed. We'll have a roll call for that, please. Trustee Whitley.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky.
Yes.
Trustee Rich.
Yes.
Trustee Libby.
Yes.
Trustee Cody.
Yes.
Trustee Douglas.
Yes.
Trustee Garrison.
Yes.
Trustee Lent.
Yes.
Hello.
Trustee Levinsky.
Yes.
Trustee Beck.
Yes.
Trustee Burns.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I guess it's my turn, right?
That's right.
Hold on.
Thank you to everybody. I appreciate it.
Before we go on, this is Trustee Libby. I have an inquiry. I've been on this board for more than 25 years. I know that we've had several women who have served as trustees. However, I think that Louise may be the first woman to serve as president. And I'm curious as to whether or not anybody knows if my recollection is correct.
I think I can help out with that. Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Mrs. Wyatt, I think Eileen Wyatt, I believe she was president, wasn't she?
I don't think so, Jamie. I think she was vice president.
Okay. Well, then, I think, Louise, you're it.
Wow. We will do some research and confirm that with the board at the next meeting.
Thank you so much for bringing it up. That's very exciting. Okay, so we're going to... well, if I could have a trustee Willie, would you mind making a motion to accept the meeting minutes?
Yes, I would make a motion to accept the, let me get the date correct, the workshop minutes of, sorry, you caught me a little off guard of May 19th, and then the business meeting minutes of April 27th.
In a second?
Can I look for a second?
I'll second that. Let's see that.
Point of order?
Yes?
Do we have to do a separate one to accept the minutes for the Wyndham, or should we just say the Wyndham one?
No, I think he referred to the meeting of May 19th. So just to clarify, there's also the workshop meeting of May 11th. So you will be voting on minutes from April 27th, May 11th, and May 19th.
Thank you.
So we'll now proceed to a roll call on that. Trustee Willie?
Thank you, Donna, for the clarification. Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody. So now, at this point in our meeting, we do have an invitation for public comment, but I don't see any public joining our meeting tonight.
Oh, Madam President, I'm not sure if there are a couple callers that I'm not sure who they are, so you may actually have some public.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Is there anyone here from the public? Okay. I will take that as a no, and we'll move on to our reports. Trustee Savisky, if you could do our Operations Committee report, please.
Certainly. The Operations Committee met remotely on May 11th, 2020, beginning at 5:32 p.m. Participating in that meeting were myself, Trustee Beck, Trustee Rich, and Trustee Douglas in her then capacity as Vice President. We were joined by Scott Furman, Greg Pellerin, Paul Rodriguez, and Jim Wallace from staff. We had one item of new business that came up, which we discussed first. That is the Wastewater Network Number 2 upgrade project. Staff discussed the project and provided a recommendation to use the comprehensive engineering method for procurement for that project, and that will be coming up under new business later. After that, we discussed the 2020 seasonal service activation. That was a little bit more challenging this year, as it has been in the past, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So the district was not on its typical schedule, but that, from all accounts, has been going as well as it possibly can, given the circumstances. That was all we discussed at our meeting. We adjourned at 6:17. I would be happy to take any questions.
Does anyone have any questions? Seeing none, okay. So, Trustee Lunt, could you move forward with our Planning Committee report?
Thank you. Planning Committee met May 11th. Trustee Lunt, Trustee Libby, Trustee Burns, and staff members Chris Crobo, Donna Katsavikas, Paul Hunt, and Laura Jackson. We had four items. First two items will be coming up on our new business, so I will bring those up at that time. The third item is a discussion to solicit proposals to lease a portion of Rocky Hill property in Westbrook for a solar farm development. Staff discussed soliciting proposals to lease a portion of the district's property at Rockety Hill for a solar farm development. After much discussion, the committee directed staff to reach out to the city of Westbrook and to gauge their interest in participating in the purchasing of solar credits related to the project and in participating in the project. If the city is interested, the committee recommended instruct the staff to bring back proposals to them next month from the district's energy consultant to assist the district and Westbrook in procuring a solar development for this site. And the fourth item is a Cumberland Tank cellular communications lease from Verizon. Staff discussed interest from Verizon to lease space on the Cumberland Tank with cellular antennas. The committee confirmed with staff that the public meeting with the abutters outside of the permitting process will be required by Verizon. Staff noted that the district's communications consultant will be handling this going forward. And we adjourned our meeting at 6:15 p.m. Any questions?
Okay. Everybody all set? Okay. Trustee Garrison, Admin and Finance Committee report.
Yes, thank you. The Administrative Finance Committee met on Monday, May 11th at 5:30 virtually. I was in attendance with Trustee Willie, Levisky, and Cody, as well as several members of the staff and some guests from Whipley Consulting. We covered several items, four items to be exact, including the 2019 audit report, which was presented by the folks from Whipley. They presented an unqualified opinion, and that information will be coming up later in the board meeting. The audit was very successful, and there were no notes or internal control issues. The second issue we went over was the pension plan amendment. Ms. Demers presented a motion to amend the bargaining unit pension based on the new benefits of the labor contract, and the committee recommended that motion, so the full board will be seeing that later. Third item was the wastewater bond authorization. Mr. King presented a motion to increase the amount of authorized to 8th for HVAC project upgrades at Cape Elizabeth and the East End Treatment Plant. He noted that the board approved the increased project budget in the February board meeting, and the committee recommended that that be forwarded to the whole board for its consideration. The final item was discussion of the 2020 water rate adjustment. Mr. Kane provided a bunch of information, including May billing data, some water delinquency information, as well as expense data, and there will be some further discussion on that later coming up. So with that, we concluded business.
Okay. Any questions for Trustee Garrison? Okay, thank you. Carrie, if we could have our general manager's report, please.
My pleasure. I want to keep it short tonight because we have a very long agenda. But the first thing I want to do is thank President Cody for his leadership and support and oversight and everything over the past year when he was president, and look forward to working with the new president too, Christie Douglas. Thank you very much. Quick update then. Number one priority is, as always, to continue to provide our essential services to our communities. And right now we're doing that by transitioning from the very essential basic work to more typical non-office work. We're paying very, very careful attention to employee health and safety with respect to COVID-19 precautions. Our office workers are being productive and will continue to work remotely, and we are staying on top of the latest developments with respect to knowledge of the virus and best practices. A finance update to follow up with the latest, since Trustee Garrison mentioned it there. So our bill consumption for May shows a 14% decrease in bill consumption for this month. The residential is up, and the trend of commercial, industrial, and government is lower, as we saw last month. But for January to April, the revenue is actually better than the budget was, and that that is, however, going to be quickly offset by a likely May negative, which will probably just balance out the January to April positive. So we will have more information on that at our June workshop to plan a strategy on how we're going to control costs and work on the 2021 budget. Our seasonal water meter installations are 84% of them have been installed, 4% are scheduled, and 12% have not yet been requested to be installed. So that's great progress, and we will certainly made the deadline that we promised our customers we would make. The annual water main flushing is underway, and daily updates are posted on our website at pwd.org under the work zone category for water main flushing, and that will show you what every day is updated on what we're planning for that day and what's already been completed. And the last note that I wanted to mention was that the Sebago Lake buoy is likely not going to be in the water this year. We haven't made an absolutely final decision, but as of right now, the combination of safety concerns because of how many people it takes to work together to launch it and to work together on the boat to do the maintenance of it is too many for social distancing. And we also have been prioritizing some of the staff that would normally do that to cover other functions that are critical. critical for the safety of our drinking water. So as of right now, the buoy will not be installed in Sebago Lake this year. So keep you posted if that changes. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Carrie. Does anyone have any questions for Carrie?
This is Trustee Willing. I don't have any questions, just two quick comments first. It's really good news to hear that in the manager's report that the nutrient optimization efforts have restarted at the east end. That's a tremendous benefit to the bay, the amount of nutrients taken out I know many partners and, you know, we're concerned about. So I'm sure people are going to be notified about that, Carrie. But I just want to thank you for being able to restart that effort. And then the second thing is just this isn't in the general manager's report, but the email that was sent out, I guess isn't that a constant contact email?
That's right. Yep, that's right.
Yeah. I just really like that outreach as a first pass, and just wanted to say kudos to staff. We're going to be needing to do more of that with the billing changeover, and so it's just tipping my hat. So, okay, that's it.
Thanks, Cecilia. I'll pass that on. So we reached out to 27,000 customer email addresses with that constant contact and had above industry standard averages for people clicking on it to actually continue to read it. So we're very, very glad to see that. We'll be doing that a lot more going forward.
Thank you, Carrie. So we're going to move on to old business. We have to talk about the matter that we had tabled from the April 6th board meeting. Donna, can you take over?
Yep, so that's order number 20-10, authorizing the final rate schedule for the water rate increase.
Okay, so this was a matter that was brought up earlier this year. We decided to table it on April 6th due to the COVID crisis that we are facing. The board is being asked to approve a rate increase, and at this time there's no staff recommendation guiding us or recommending how we move forward.
President Douglas, this is Trustee Garrison. I'd like to make a motion to table this until the October board meeting.
Okay. Do I have a second for that?
Trustee Burns will second.
Thank you.
So just a note, once a motion to table has been made, there's no discussion of the matter at all. You have to take a vote on the motion to table. You can have a discussion on the tabling motion, but not on the rate increase itself.
So I guess what I would just like to say is that we should table it for now because of everything that we're faced with, and we'll have a better idea as to the outlook come October, so we can revisit the subject at that time.
May I ask a question? I can't recall our previous discussions. How long we should table this for? And I assume that October, there was a reason for suggesting that date, Trustee Garrison, but I can't remember what it was. So can someone just enlighten me?
I made that motion. This is Trustee Garrison, simply evaluating the fact that we need to prepare for 2021, and that should be the time that we're rolling out the billing system changes. Mm-hmm. So we can table it again after that period if we need to, but I figured that would be a reasonable time to reconsider.
That makes sense.
This is Trustee Lunt, and I have a question about the tabling motion. I'm just wondering the reason for tabling it from you know, from the May meeting all the way to October, when in fact my opinion would be that it might be worthwhile to revisit this maybe once or twice before October, not necessarily to vote to change it or anything like that, but to discuss where we are instead of waiting until October. Things could change. And for that reason, I probably will vote against the motion.
This is Trustee Garrison. I mean, my reasoning for offering the motion was not to prohibit discussion on the topic. I think we can still have that and on race, and we can always bring the motion off table if we want to before the October deadline with a vote of the board. And so that was my reason for going with October.
Donna, this is Trustee Willie. Just about the rate increase itself, so any steps, if we extinguish this, we would have to restart the process again in terms of any public notice and have a hearing. So this does, by tabling it, we do simplify the process, right?
So if the only, yes, if you table it, it means that you don't have to have a new public hearing. If you actually take the matter up tonight and vote the rate increase down, period, then any rate increase in the future, we need to re-notice everything again, publish it in the paper, notify all of the rate payers, have a full hearing, just like we did the first time. So tabling it does simplify the motion, and as Trustee Garrison said, the fact that if it should be tabled to October, it doesn't prohibit the Board of Trustees from asking for financial updates and information from now until October, and the actual rate matter could be put back on the agenda at the request of either as other business, at the request of seven trustees, or the president could put it on. If you petition the president and ask her to put it on, she could put it on as well. Just because it's tabled to October doesn't mean that it has to go till October. It just means for tonight, you anticipate taking it up in October.
And Carrie here, could I add one other clarification, because we've talked about this many times, is we wouldn't be required to do another public hearing or announcement, but we could choose to.
And you mean if you move forward in October?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. You would not legally be required to do so because the matter is still pending. But yes, you could certainly choose to do that.
Well, just to finish then, so I'm perfectly fine tabling it till October, but the caveat for me is I have no interest in doing a rate increase during the middle of a billing changeover, and I doubt the board would end up suggesting to do that. But, I mean, my time frame is at the earliest January, unless we really run into some type of crater here on our revenues and expenses. But I'm happy to support this, and we're just taking this month to month right now. So it's fine. I'll support this.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Okay, I will call the roll on the motion to table to October. Trustee Willie.
Yes.
Trustee Savitsky.
Yes.
Trustee Rich.
Yes.
Trustee Libby.
No.
Trustee Cody.
No.
Trustee Douglas.
Yes.
Trustee Garrison.
Yes.
Trustee Lent.
No.
Trustee Levinsky.
Yes.
Trustee Beck.
Yes.
Trustee Burns.
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay. And now we're going to be moving on to new business.
The next item is a public hearing regarding amendments to two existing bond authorizations.
So I guess I need some guidance here, Donna.
Sure. So what you should do is say, is there any, you're opening the public hearing and ask if there's anyone from the public who would like to make a comment.
Okay.
And then if there is none, then you close the hearing, and then I will read the next order.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
So we will officially open the public hearing. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this matter? Hearing none, and now we move to close the public hearing.
That's right, and the next item on the agenda is Resolution 20-007, authorizing an amendment to the authorization of sewer bonds to be issued for the Cape Elizabeth and Portland East End Wastewater Treatment Facilities HVAC system.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes, thank you very much. So, Resolve 18-002 is hereby amended and authorized the issuance of up to $393,000 in sewer bonds to finance heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system upgrades at Cape Elizabeth Treatment Plant in Cape Elizabeth. The full form of the resolution attached hereto is hereby approved and shall be attached to and incorporated as part of the minutes of this meeting. And resolved, Resolution 18-002 is hereby amended to authorize the issuance of up to $438,000 in sewer bonds to finance heating, ventilation, air conditioning system upgrades at East End Treatment Plant in Portland. The full form of the resolution attached hereto is hereby approved and shall be attached to and incorporated as part of the minutes of this meeting.
And could I get a second?
Cody will second that.
Basket on that motion. At the February 24, 2020 meeting, the board authorized an amendment of the construction budget of the projects upgrading the heating, ventilation, air conditioning systems at Cape Elizabeth and the East End Water Treatment Plant. The project has been approved, but the Maine DEP is eligible to be bond financed with the state revolving loan fund. The bond board previously authorized $275,000 for the Cape Elizabeth project, $425,000 for the East End project. The 2020 budget had assumed a Cape Elizabeth bond amount of $375,000. The proposed bond amount is only $18,000 higher, which increased the annual assessment by an estimated $1,000. The East End project, the budget assumed a bond of $525,000. The proposed motion is $87,000 lower, which lowers Portland's annual assessment by an estimated $5,200. Corporate Counsel has reviewed the proposed resolution as to form. The staff recommends the motion to be approved. The committee recommended the motion to be forwarded to the full board for its consideration. Attached is the full form of motion.
Okay. And, Donna, do we move to vote?
If there's no other comments, yes.
Right. I'll get the hang of this.
That's quite all right.
Anyone have any questions or comments before we take the vote? Okay.
Seeing none, I'll take the roll call. Trustee Willie.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky.
Yes.
Trustee Rich.
Yes.
Trustee Libby.
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
The next item is Resolution 20-008, accepting the audit report for 2019.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes, thank you very much. Whereas the bylaws of the district require that an annual audit report of the financial affairs of the district be presented to the Board of Trustees for acceptance, and whereas the Board of Trustees previously appointed the accounting firm of Whipley LLC to conduct the audit of 2019 financial affairs, and whereas Whipley LLC has conducted the audit of 2019 and presented their unqualified opinion to the Board of Trustees, now for be it resolved that the Board of Trustees accepts the audit report for 2019 and authorizes its distribution as required by Section 21 of the Charter of the District.
This is Trustee Willie. I second.
Some background. On May 11th, 2020, Whipfley LLC presented the results of the 2019 audit to the Administration and Finance Committee. Among the items presented were the Auditor's Communications Board of Trustees, the financial report for the year ending December 31st, 2019, a management letter for the year ending December 31st, 2019, and a single audit report. The government auditing standards require independent auditors to report on the scope and timing of the audit, significant audit findings, difficulties encountered in performing the audit, corrected and uncorrected misstatements, disagreements with management, management representations, management consultants with other independent accounts, and other findings or issues. The fiscal review resulted in no issues. Corporate counsel reviewed the proposed motion and approved it as to form. The Administration and Finance Committee voted unanimously to accept the annual audit report and forward the full board to for their consideration. Attached is the auditor's communication to the board, the financial report for the year ending December 31st, 2019, and the single audit report.
Okay, does anybody have any questions or comments? Seeing none,
I will call the roll. Trustee Willie.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky.
Yes.
Trustee Rich.
Yes.
Trustee Libby.
Yes.
Trustee Cody.
Yes.
Trustee Douglas.
Yes.
Trustee Garrison.
Yes.
Trustee Lund.
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky. Trustee Levinsky? Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you. The next item is order number 20-016, approving an amendment to the bargaining unit's pension plan consistent with a recently signed union contract.
And Trustee Garrison, please.
Thank you. Ordered that the first amendment to the Portland Water District Bargaining Unit Employees Pension Plan, effective generally January 1st, 2017, in substantially the form presented at this meeting, an order filed with the Minister of is hereby adopted and approved, with such changes therein, not inconsistent with the general tenor thereof, that the officers of the district, with the advice of counsel, deem necessary or appropriate to carry out the objectives therefore, or to obtain the approval of the Internal Revenue Service, the plan is qualified under Section 401 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 as amended. We have further ordered the general manager, or the appropriate person, is authorized to take any action necessary or appropriate to effectuate the foregoing votes, including but not limited to executing the formal document and communicating plan changes to plan participants and eligible individuals. And be it further ordered that all actions heretofore taken by an employee of the district in connection with the transactions authorized by the foregoing resolution and all transactions related thereto are hereby approved, ratified, and confirmed in all respects.
This is Trustee Willie. I'll second that.
Thank you. Some background. At the September 16th, 2019 meeting, the board ratified the labor agreement between the Teamsters Local 340 and the district. The agreement included an increase for bargaining unit employees participating in defined benefit pension benefits that retire on or after November 4th, 2019. The summary of changes are listed below, and it lists various pay grades, the benefits, and the increases. The pension benefits change increases the pension liability by approximately $200,000 in annual expenses by $75,000. Corporate counsel has reviewed the approval and approved the motion, proposed motion as to form. Staff recommended the board approve the proposed motion. The committee recommended the motion be forwarded to the full board for its consideration. The third attachment to the bargaining pension plan is included.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none,
I will call the roll. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
The next order is Order 20-017. It's authorizing the comprehensive method for the procurement of engineering services for the Wastewater Network Number 2 Upgrade Project.
Trustee Savisky?
Thank you. Order that the comprehensive engineering method is authorized for the procurement of engineering services for the Wastewater Network Number 2 Upgrade Project, pursuant to the district's purchasing policy, and the general manager and the treasurer, each acting singly, are authorized to take such other steps as may be necessary to accomplish the intent of this motion.
This is Trustee Beck.
Thank you. For background, pursuant to the district's purchasing policy, staff is seeking approval from the trustee to procure engineering services of a comprehensive method for design and construction services associated with the Wastewater Network Number 2 Telemetry Upgrade Project. The district's SCADA system utilizes 4 individual radio networks to communicate data from remote sites to the SCADA servers. As the network hardware is approaching the end of its life cycle, the district is in the process of upgrading each network over time. The CIP project will include an upgrade to Wastewater Network Number 2, which services a regional area including Windham, Gorham, Westbrook, and Cumberland. This project will include a hardware alternatives analysis to determine the most cost-effective, reliable radio system within the project budget. The project will also include a radio path study, pilot testing, and a network path diagram to be utilized during the installation. The installation of the new radio system is expected to begin in Q4 of 2020 or Q1 of 2021. Staff estimates that the cost for the design phase portion of this project to be between $80 and $100 million. Once this is approved, staff will issue a request for proposals. It is expected that the recommendation will be offered to the board at the July or August meeting. The project is included in the 2019 CIP as subprogram 177, project number 3126. The council has reviewed and approved one of the motion. Staff recommends that the comprehensive engineering method be utilized for engineering services for this project. The committee recommended that the item be forwarded to the full board for its consideration today. Happy to take any questions.
Seeing none, Donna.
Roll call. Trustee Willie.
Oh, sorry, I had my phone set down for a second. Yes. Sorry.
That's okay. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Is that a yes? Okay. Thank you. Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you. Next order is Order 20-018. It's authorizing the general manager to execute a release of the district's interest in an option to purchase property that is located in the town of Waterford.
Trustee Lunt?
Yes. The following recommendation for a motion is ordered that the general manager is authorized to execute a release of the district's interest in a portion in an option to purchase property bequeathed to the district by Stephen Brown. I'd ask for a second.
Second.
Thank you. Background analysis. Through his will, Stephen Brown of Norway, Maine, provided the district an option to purchase a 75-acre parcel he owned in the town of Waterford. A portion of the property is on the Crooked River. He believed that the district was interested in the property for the preservation of water quality. The parcel has some buildings on it, including a mobile home, and a portion was previously used as a
Harness Racing Track. Copy of Mr. Brown's will and the notice of the option provided to the district is included with this memo. District has reached out to the Western Foothills Land Trust to determine if they are interested in the parcel, with the thought being the district could assist them in acquiring the parcel. The trust does not have any financial capability to acquire the parcel at this time. It should be noted that the parcel will likely require some cleanup and that the trust has stated that there is no funding to restore it to a state suitable for the public. Because the parcel is not presently in its natural state, because the land trust is not able to pursue the purchase at this time, staff recommends declining to exercise the option to purchase and allowing the general manager to execute a release of the district rights to allow the estate of Mr. Brown to move forward to dispose of the property. The Legal Corporation Council has reviewed the proposed motion and approved it as to form and will assist in executing the release of the PWD interest. Staff recommends that the board authorize the release of the district's interest in the option to purchase. The committee approved staff's recommendation and agreed to send it to the full board for their consideration. That's what we're doing. Thank you.
Do we have a second?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Any questions?
Actually, I didn't hear who seconded. I only heard Trustee Lent. So who was the second on that motion?
It was me, Donna.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Is there any further discussion on that motion? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to take a roll call. Trustee Willie.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky.
Yes.
Trustee Rich.
Yes.
Trustee Libby.
Yes.
Trustee Cody.
Yes.
Trustee Douglas.
Yes.
Trustee Garrison.
Yes.
Trustee Lent.
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky.
Yes.
Trustee Beck.
Yes.
And Trustee Burns.
Yes.
Thank you. The next order is order number 20-019, authorizing a contribution to the Western Foothills Land Trust for property located in the town of Waterford.
Trustee Lund.
Thank you. Recommended the following proposed language is presented to the Board of Trustees for approval. Ordered that the general manager is authorized to contribute up to $4,675 to the Western Foothills Land Trust to support the conservation of the 16-acre City Brook parcel in Waterford. I ask for a second.
Trustee Burns will second.
Thank you. The Sebago Lake watershed encompasses 450 square miles and includes parts of more than 20 towns. The long-term water quality of the lake is in large part a function of nature and scope of development of the watershed. The district watershed land conservation policy states the district's commitment to and support for locally initiated land conservation efforts. City Brook Conservation Project is the 16-acre parcel located in the town of Waterford. Western Foothills Land Trust will accept the donated land with the purpose of conserving it in perpetuity. The land will be owned and managed by Western Foothills Land Trust. The district's contribution will stipulate that in accepting the grant, the WFLT will ensure that the land be legally protected from development in perpetuity. Maintaining the forest and the property will contribute to the water quality of Bear Pond and ultimately Sebago Lake. The recommended contribution was determined using the district's site-specific analysis and is less than $6,000. Requested by the Land Trust, the district conservation value of the parcel is calculated at $41,000. The recommended contribution represents about $292 per acre of protected land within the watershed. The district's contribution will be used to support the care and stewardship of the property. The entire parcel is within the watershed of Sebago Lake. The recommendation is the recommended option of $4,675
was calculated using district site-specific assessment method. The contribution to the project shall be funded through the district's Watershed Protection Fund. If the council has reviewed the proposed motion, it's approved to form. Project will continue to the long-term protection of Sebago Lake. Recommend contribution meets guidelines of the district watershed conservation policy. The committee approved staff recommendation and agreed to send it to the full board for their consideration. And I recommend a vote yes. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions or comments? Seeing none.
I will call the roll. Trustee Willie.
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky? Trustee Levinsky? Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
The next item on the agenda is Order 20-020. It's authorizing the general manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with the town of Windham.
Okay. The following proposed language is presented to the Board of Trustees for approval. Be it ordered that the general manager is authorized to execute a memorandum of understanding with the town of Windham in substantial form as attached hereto related to a North Windham wastewater treatment facility. This authorization is contingent on the town of Windham approving said agreement. Ask for a second.
Trustee Lund says seconded.
Okay, thank you. Over the past 20 years, the town of Windham has been working to develop a wastewater management system in North Windham to solve groundwater pollution that has occurred due to overdevelopment and a lack of wastewater disposal system in the area. In 2012, the town had a failed referendum for a $38 million bond to construct a 175,000-gallon conveyance system to connect to the Westbrook-Gorham-Windham Regional Wastewater Treatment System. Since that time, the town has been focusing on the removal of nitrogen from the groundwater by investigating localized advanced treatment and subsurface disposal systems that the Department of Environmental Protection could permit. The town has involved district staff in reviewing various studies, along with inviting our participation in three meetings with the DEP over the last couple of years. The town, district staff, DEP, and the town's consultant, who is Wright Pierce, believe that providing advanced treatment through a membrane bioreactor, wastewater facility, and subsurface disposal system would provide the town the needed treatment to mitigate the groundwater pollution and provide the town the ability to expand the system for the future growth of the area. At the request of the town, the district developed a memorandum of understanding outlining the town's and district's respective responsibilities for the design, construction, operation, and maintenance of a decentralized wastewater treatment interception and collection system as described in the MOU. All the costs will be assessed to the town of Windham, consistent with the district's charter. The project budget is to be established and approved per the agreement. The town is hoping to receive federal or state grants to fund part of the project. The remaining part of the cost will be financed, most likely through the state revolving loan program. Corporate Council has reviewed the proposed motion and approved as to form and has drafted the proposed MOU. The staff recommends that the board authorize the general manager to execute an MOU with Windham in substantial form as attached hereto. Any questions or comments? I have a comment that I think that we're moving in the right direction finally here in Windham. very excited to see this get started for our town. And we are looking for that to get done. It's going to be a long project, but it'll be great when it's finally done.
If there's no further comment, I can call the roll. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck? Going once, going twice, Trustee Beck?
I said yes.
I'm sorry.
Ground out by something. I'm not sure what it was.
I don't know what. We have an appearance from space. Trustee Burns.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. At this point in our meeting, we can bring up other business where we can add an item to the agenda. Does anyone have anything to add? Seeing none. And at this time in our meeting, we also have a second invitation for public comment. And I am seeing none. Any comments from the trustees?
This is Trustee Cody. Just a couple words. It has been a privilege to serve as president of the board for the past year, and I know Louise is going to do a super job in moving forward. So thank you for everybody for their assistance and help in making this an easy process.
Thank you, Guy. I second that. I really appreciate working with you over the past year and always having your guidance as we make decisions for the board. I thank you very much for your time. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Trustee Lunt. I just want to make a comment relative to the previous item that we just voted on, just as a matter of on our record for the minutes. Last workshop when we were doing it with Wyndham, I tried my best to get into the discussion at the end of it when they was asking for comments, and for some reason I could not get through to it. So I wanted to bring it up that I just think that there's going to be people, as we go into this project, there's going to be people in the members of the public for the district and especially for the town of Wyndham, that there's a lot of unknowns here, and, you know, there's a lot of, we've never done this before because it's a new process, and I just want to make sure that we keep the public in the loop at a very regular basis on the fact that we do our due diligence on making sure that anything we end up agreeing with will be something that has been researched and double researched and triple researched by our staff, which I know it will be. I just want the public to understand that that's what we're going to do, and I think that's going to make it easier when it comes time for the town of Wyndham to vote on it, because sometimes people vote against something if they don't understand it. That's just what I wanted to get on the record.
Thank you, Bill. I think that's a very, very good point. We have to remember this is a brand new, we're going to be trying something that's brand new, so you're probably right that there'll be some hesitation among some of the community members.
Madam President, may I just throw a quick comment in?
Yes.
The system that is proposed now, our wastewater and AMAP staff have experience with that exact kind of treatment system, so we have some very strong, knowledgeable resources on our team to help us make sure we're doing this well. Thank you.
Wow, that's great. Thank you. Okay, so at this point in the meeting, if there are no other comments or questions, we are going to, pursuant to 1 MRS 405-6A personnel, the board will go into an executive session to conduct the general manager's annual performance review. Can I get a second?
Trustee Cody seconds that.
Thank you.
I'll take a roll call. Trustee Willie?
Yes.
Trustee Savisky?
Yes.
Trustee Rich?
Yes.
Trustee Libby?
Yes.
Trustee Cody?
Yes.
Trustee Douglas?
Yes.
Trustee Garrison?
Yes.
Trustee Lent?
Yes.
Trustee Levinsky?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
Trustee Burns?
Yes.
Thank you. So, just to explain, staff, and we will all leave the meeting, and on the agenda, I gave you detailed instructions on how to come out of executive session and how to add something at the end as a business item if you choose to do so.
Thank you so much, Donna. I appreciate you very much today.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
I appreciate Donna every day very much.
Enjoy your evening.
What I am going to do, Carrie here, I'm going to hand over control of the meeting to Guy. He will be the host if I do this right, and the staff will he will vamoose. All right, Guy.
Thanks for using WebEx.